Hey. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. This is hour two with the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. How y'all feeling? Checking in on the Lunch Break. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial or text. You could text that number as well. Please like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you can't listen in your car, pull that phone out, man. We on the phone as well. We on YouTube as well. Man, Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great. Super excited to get this interview going.
Yeah, we got LaWanda Chambers joining the Truth family. Cousin LaWanda is joining us today. Democratic candidate in the Wisconsin State Assembly District 61 primary. 8 days, y'all. We got 8 days before this election. There's a lot of other things on the ballot as well. She's one of three Democrats seeking the nomination, with the winner advancing to face the Republican nominee in November. LaWanda, how you feeling? Welcome to the Truth family.
I'm feeling great. Thanks for having me.
So, you're running for Wisconsin State Assembly, District 61, right?
Correct.
Give us an idea of where that district is. Let's start there.
Great place to start. So District 61 includes Greenfield, Greendale, Hell's Corners, parts of Franklin, and parts of Milwaukee.
Okay. So say that one more time for people that's just joining us. That may be just so I get a good idea again.
Let's breathe into this. Greendale, Greenfield, Hell's Corners, parts of Milwaukee, and parts of Franklin.
So when you say parts of Milwaukee, like which parts of Milwaukee are we talking about?
It is a small sliver, just as it is in Franklin, just an apartment complex. We are talking about Oklahoma. We're talking about running to that border over to Howard.
Okay. So, what? That sounds like a very interesting district that you are running in, right? What are you hearing on the doors? One, in talking to these folks. And then what these voters and what personal experiences would you say have shaped your commitment to public service? And then Shannon got some questions for you as well. She's going to get into your campaign and the vision as well.
Okay. So knocking doors, talking with my neighbors, they're focused on property taxes, health care. They want to know what we're going to do about the education system. My district is very unique. We have a great deal of people who are educators and Milwaukee County employees that live in my district. So a lot of my neighbors love the idea of a fully funded MPS system, and a great deal of them love the idea of having choice schools. Being in a purple district, I have a responsibility to make sure that I am hearing what my neighbors are talking about and setting forth solutions that are going to support what we need. So they're also focused on mental health, which is a thing that we don't hear a lot of politicians talking about. And I think that puts me in a very unique position, seeing that I am a mental health professional who is a homeowner in their district, as well as a small business owner of Life Wellness and Counseling Services, which is providing mental health outpatient treatment as well as addictions recovery treatment. So I'm able to have a different conversation with them about how these issues also connect to their mental health.
Okay. We getting into it, y'all. We have LaWanda Chambers, if you're just joining us, running for Wisconsin State Assembly District 61. So if this is your district, you need to pay attention to the information that's out there and the people that's running for your support. Shannon, I know you got some questions about campaign and vision. Let's get into that.
For sure. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to run for State Assembly District 61?
Thank you for asking that question, Shannon. This is about purpose for me. I wouldn't have imagined running for a seat. I've spent a great deal of my time in advocacy work, whether that be mental health, Alzheimer's, healthcare expansion, mental health care expansion. I happen to be one of the only Black women that sit on the statewide healthcare team. And I'm also the co-chair of the State Council on Alcohol and Other Drugs, where we are on a committee working in partnership with the board to legislate the substance abuse and mental health policies in the state. I am not new to this work. This is just elevating the work that I've already been doing and the relationships that I've already created. I'm no different than any other person. I'm a caregiver. I take care of my mother. I've been able to witness her take care of our family and uphold us. And I've had to sit there and watch her change and be there to support her in those challenges. And I think that's something that my neighbors also can connect to, being caregivers and having to step up and support loved ones. So a lot of my journey has been the community work, but also the personal work of being a daughter, being a sister, being a partner, and helping people in my own family to have that support, which I don't think is foreign to my neighbors. Mental health is something that we typically suffer in silence with, and we do not know how to navigate. And you're talking to a systems leader who has had the ability to know how to navigate, find the cracks that occur in this system, and use those as blueprints to build success for those barriers.
For sure. So why did you decide that now was the right time to run for office? I hear like you have extensive background, but what made you think now's the time? Like,
this is the time, honestly, because sitting at the table, you know, or making a table or bringing your chair to tables that you were not always welcome to sit at, or spaces where people may feel uncomfortable because you're there next to them, has allowed me to have a balcony view as well as a bottom-up view. Watching our legislators and understanding the civic engagement that has to happen for policy to be forward thinking and have the support for that, caucusing and building relationships with other legislators. I have to be honest, I've been to that Capitol several days, so much so that people thought I worked there already. And what I was learning was that we had to adopt a new strategy, okay? Democrats have not had power for over 15 years. Okay? When you start getting into that history, you begin to recognize when you hear some of your neighbors saying, well, that politician isn't doing anything for us, not knowing how hard people are already working on your behalf and the strategy just has not been in our court to play offense. We've been playing defense for 15 years. This is the time to play offense. This is the time to achieve a trifecta, understand what that strategy is, not only for legislators, but our community, to know we have been stagnant. I've sat there and brought up great legislation. Irritants like Robin Voss being our House Speaker has kept us in this place of stagnancy, okay? And so understanding that as a person who is a great at executing. That's one of my number one skill sets, getting things done. And a part of that comes with understanding how things work. And I just learned our policies are not moving forward because we have been playing defense. Now it's time to play offense and get the right people in office so that we can execute and heal our community, okay? This is about healing the state of Wisconsin and understanding the trauma that those 15 years have brought over our state.
For sure.
I know you got you got another one in this segment, but she brought up something I want to just see if she could go a little deeper in, right? Because I think it's very important. You spoke on the lack of power, right? 15 years, I feel like it could have, it feel like more, but 15 years, right? And you said this is a good opportunity for us to complete the trifecta, right? Could you just tell them more about what, I feel like I know what you mean by when you say the trifecta, but just for our listeners that may not know what you specifically mean, could you break down the trifecta for them?
You know what? I'm going to put something out there and say a super trifecta.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And I'm going to say that because we have a very important CD1 race and some CD4 races, and our congressional district races are also important. So I'm going to make that super when I add the CD races to the conversation. We have a governor race. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of things going on around our governor race right now. And I think that is making it a little bit challenging for people to understand that we also need to pay attention to our state races, which are assembly, and our Senate races. Mm-hmm. We need all branches of government to be in cohesion right now. And when we have a great relationship with our governor, our state, and our Senate, that's how we get the work done. And I brought up super trifecta because when we have a relationship with our CD folks, we're looking at the cohesion around federal and local government being in alignment. Okay, and I'll just give an example of why that's so important. Healthcare is a top issue right now. I don't know anyone can really say that healthcare is working for them. I'm a business owner. I sign the front of checks, and I am paying for healthcare for my team. And they are making way over minimum wage, okay? And they still cannot afford healthcare. The deductibles are too high. The coinsurance is too high. The specialty copays are too high. And then the bill that you receive in the mail makes you want to holler. Okay? So that's not working. Privatization has been an issue. We're looking at insurance, and then we have to look at the other irritants in that model, such as hospital privatization and accountability acts that have to follow. And I just use that as an example because I know we can all, whether we're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, can say that health insurance is no longer working for us. And we are working really hard for it. And that is taking time away from our workforce, from our families, and from our own mental health as we think about how are we going to cover the cost of our health care while covering the cost of our gas, our groceries, our rent or mortgage, our taxes, and then recreation. Because if we have children, how are we taking them out to have fun events or anything like state fair? I'm sure numbers are going to go down. Not to mention child care. Or even thinking, okay, about owning a home. I'm the vice president of housing resources, okay? I help people for the last 10 years access down payment assistance. It's not about only getting a home. It's about being able to stay in a home and build a legacy. I bring that up because there are so many things that are pushing and pulling in society right now that are making those things far out of reach. Now, you may have a home for those who are listening and have homes, but those property taxes are going up. And we need to think about the future because in the next 3 to 5 years, a starter home is going to cost about $1 million. See, I'm running to make the American dream real because that was the promise. But too many families right now are living an American nightmare trying to reach it. And that should not be the reality for the folks in the state of Wisconsin. We need to think about our future and how do we build legacy and economic development here where we live.
100%. All right. Well, we still got more questions for you. Do you guys, can you stay with us a little bit longer? We want to ask you a little bit more questions. I know you got to hit the campaign trail, but we would love to get into some more questions after this break. Can you hang out with us a little bit?
Sure, no problem.
All right, don't go anywhere, y'all. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. When we come back, we'll get into more conversation with LaWanda Chambers.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Man, Shannon, how you feeling?
Feeling great. Feeling great.
Man, we got our cousin in the building, man. Cousin LaWanda. I've been messing up our cousin names all month, but we got cousin LaWanda Chambers. She is running for the 61st district, and I just realized who she was running against. And I think y'all know this person very well. She is running against Bob Donovan.
I know, right?
Not running against him right now, but once you win the primary, you would be facing him.
Correct.
Correct. So we very familiar with Bob Donovan in Milwaukee. He ran for mayor in Milwaukee as well and lost. He ran against Chevy and lost. And he had some wild policies, really, that I felt was extremely detrimental to Milwaukee, extremely detrimental to the creative community as well. I'm a supporter of the art of graffiti. You know what I mean? And he took a super hard stance on graffiti. I'm not a supporter of vandalizing people's properties, right? But I felt like the stance he took, it was an attack against artists in the city. So to hear that this is somebody that you are running against, because I'm going to claim it for you, because if you know what I'm saying, we're going to get you through this primary. We're going to make sure we get this super trifecta in place. Shannon, I know you got another question before I just keep going, but I just wanted to set the tone so people know, like, okay, this is who she would be potentially facing in the general, because we are very familiar of the type of policies that comes out of that type of camp, if I'd say. But go ahead, Shannon, and then I'll chime in.
Yeah, of course. So before Ray gets his questions in, I wanted to ask, what distinguishes you from the other candidates in this race, the other Democratic candidates?
That's a great question. What I would say is that I am not a one-trick pony. I come to the table with lived experience, professional experience, leadership experience, and my skill set is people. Mm-hmm. I went to Alverno College and got my master's in community psychology. Mm. Okay. And so when we're talking about doing work in a community, that is the type of leader a community would want. Someone who has spent their time studying a discipline to learn how to not depower people. And I can say, honestly, right now we're living in a time where people are so disconnected from politics. And that's because they're not empowered to participate in it, because they do not feel heard. And so what I'm bringing to the table is experience, energy, execution, empathy, and eloquence. That has been so lacking. People in in my race are focused on things that are disconnected from my community. One of my opponents just moved here to run. Okay? And has not been transparent about that.
Moved to Wisconsin to run.
Moved to my district.
Moved to the district.
They lived in Boston prior to moving to my district.
Right. So they moved from out of town to Wisconsin just to run.
I want to be clear, because I love to be accountable. He lived in Madison prior to moving to Boston,
okay,
then moving back here. either way, he has not spent time in the 61st. I've been there just about 10 years.
So he ain't been in the 61st.
Not to be correct.
He ain't been there.
Okay.
I'm just saying, they did it to me.
That's the
so
truth.
So keep that same energy. Go ahead.
But let me be clear. I'm from Chicago. Mm-hmm. I moved here at 14. I attended Washington High School, where I graduated as a proud Purgolder. Okay. I've lived in 5-3-2-1-0-2-1-2, 5-3-2-1-2, 5-3-2-0-6. Okay. And I bounced back around those zip codes. So I also bring to this race experience and living in some of these other areas. When I talk about issues around housing, I'm thinking about that impact and how that racism and how that prejudice and that discrimination in the state of Wisconsin, specifically in Milwaukee, has followed me and what those experiences has brought to my front porch. The violence, okay, the lack of resources. Buying a home in Milwaukee, sometimes you think, I'm building legacy. Where is it that your home depreciates like a vehicle?
Milwaukee.
Okay, where is it that the resources are not plentiful, but we are providing the economic stability for a state?
Milwaukee County.
So when we think about the truth, to thread the needle on society here, we must start with the truth and become grounded in it. So then we can get to the healing. Okay, we have already declared public health crisis is racism, right? That's trauma informed. All right, we have to become trauma responsive through our legislation. And that looks like putting leaders in those positions who have experienced that. So that can policy from a place of experience, education, and accountability. All right. Everyone has to be accountable here.
I got a let me get this one in real quick. So I'm looking at the field, and it is correct me if I'm wrong. You're the only woman running in this district. Am I wrong?
That's correct.
So you're the only woman and the only person of color running in this district. Against three white men. One of them is Bob Donovan, who is not our friend. I'll just say that. I say the things people don't want to say out loud, but I'll say it. What is, you just talked about having to deal with the racism, all of these other things. Like, what is that like now, you being not only the only woman in this race, but the only woman of color in this race and in this district where, seemingly, we probably aren't the largest demographic in that opinion. So, because we've seen the work that you, I've seen the work that you've been doing. I've seen you out at the places. I didn't even know none of these other people who they were that was running. Didn't even know that's where Bob Donovan was. So, what is that experience like? How has that fueled you to be even more intentional about securing this victory here August 11th?
So for me, it's about exposure and making sure I expose my neighbors to something different. Because a lot of the times, people think they know you or they got you figured out. So being able to knock on these doors and talk to my neighbors and help them to see who I am, and get to know LaWanda. You know, I don't come to doors pitching myself to people. I feel as a black woman, I have to spend so much time explaining myself that's not how I want people to meet me. I want them to know who I am, what I represent, that I have business acumen, and that I am very articulate and educated and understanding, and also have had to face such hardship to accomplish those goals. That those things were not given to me, and those were things that I earned. So when I look at my opponents, I know that I'm already going to outwork them.
You're already outworking them.
You know, I know mm-hmm. that's a given. I've already outworked that.
I ain't see none of them at Juneteenth.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm everywhere. They're never there.
Hey, that was our saying. Back in the day when they tried to hit us for them tweets that went out. We everywhere. They never there. That was our saying back in the day. My bad, Shannon. I got carried away. She fired me up a little bit. I know we got a couple more minutes with you all before we got to get to the break, but I know Shannon has some rapid fire questions before we let you get back to the campaign trail today.
Okay.
For sure, for sure. So describe yourself to us in three words.
Honest. Focused. Empathetic.
Okay, okay. So what is one misconception people have about you?
That's a great question. It depends on who those people are. So I say, you stumped me with that one, Shannon. I'm going to have to reflect on that, but I might say they underestimate my power.
I like that one, Shannon.
I like that one, yes. So who has the biggest influence on your leadership style?
My community.
I love that. And what keeps you motivated during challenging times? That's our last rapid fire question.
God and my journey.
I love
put
that.
Him first in everything that I do. God, I always anchor myself back to home base. That's my North Star. And my husband.
Shouts out to the husbands. Behind every black woman is a strong black husband.
Well, my husband's not black.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, that's what happened when you make an assumption.
No.
Nah, look at me.
My husband's not black. My husband's Palestinian and my life partner, I would say.
Man, you very close to us. They very close to us.
Right.
Hey, free.
A strong, supportive husband.
Free Palestine. Y'all know my stance. Don't. I like this show, y'all. Don't make me get to. So. Early voting already started. Election day is August 11th. What final messages would you like to leave Truth Nation with, and where can listeners learn more about your campaign?
I would say be empowered to show up to the polls, okay? This is our voice. We're at a very pivotal moment in history. And if you don't like what's been going on, this is an opportunity to make a vote that is going to push us forward and not step backwards into safety. If you voted one way all the time, look at the values, look at the vision, and understand how that is going to impact your family. And what I would say to viewers, listeners alike, to follow me on Facebook, LaWanda Chambers. I would say check out my campaign website, chambersforwisconsin.com. That's chambersforwi.com. And email me. You know, I would love to hear from people. This campaign for me has been about being connected, understanding what our issues are, and being able to bring all stakeholders to the table. I encourage my community to participate with me in a deliberate dialogue process so that we can get back connected to community when we're solving our issues, so that I can truly represent them at the Capitol when I'm making those votes. And those votes are not coming from my own understanding, but because I spent the time doing the work with you and we've strategized, we addressed the bottlenecks and the strategies that need to come forth so we can reimagine the state of Wisconsin together.
Yes. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the lunch break. We definitely appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys follow her on all platforms. And like she said, send her an email and get engaged. Again, thank you. Before we go on break, Ray, do you have any last words?
No, I I just want to say, I think it's very important that we pay attention to the other races that is on the ballot. Like she said, it's a bunch of important things outside of the governor race that we need to focus on, that we need to participate on, because it does help make the governor's job either easier or more difficult. So that's what she means by making sure we get this trifecta in. And I had a whole lot more conversation that I would have loved to get into with you now that I found out your husband's descent. But maybe that's another topic, because I would really love to get into that conversation. But make sure y'all vote for our cousin. You could go right now. Early voting is open. Or you could go vote for our cousin August 11th for 61st Wisconsin State Assembly. Make sure y'all support LaWanda Chambers August 11th. Thank you, cuz, for popping in and sharing your story with us, and hope you get this victory.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be back with more of The Lunch Break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
Milwaukee Public School families, the first day of school is Tuesday, September 1st, and there's still time to enroll. MPS offers programs to fit every learner, including bilingual, Montessori, special education, and more. All MPS students receive free breakfast and lunch. Enroll today at milwaukeepublicschools.org/enrollment or visit MPS Student Services at 5225 West Vleet Street, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you for choosing MPS.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, give me one and pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, we tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling, like two midgets in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS, babe? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS?
What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Man, hour two with the Lunch Break crew, Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z. Shouts out to cuz for popping in, man, and sharing some wisdom with us. Make sure y'all vote in the 61st State Assembly District.
Definitely.
Vote for our cousin, man. That was what's up.
We got a few comments on YouTube that we missed.
We did.
Man. We missed a few. Guru was doing guru things, was guruing. But we also have Vote LaWanda Chambers. We got, I would vote for her. Does she have individuals that she endorsed or endorsements she has received in assisting with creating this super trifecta? We got, glad to see LaWanda on this platform. My mama, Renee Smith, is one of her constituents when she wins the race. The last two comes, I don't know.
You gotta ignore Guru. We ain't reading.
I was like, I'm gonna leave that up to you.
You know we ain't reading it, man. But
if y'all want to see the comments, head over to our chat on YouTube. We are at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, y'all.
Man, it was a lot I wanted to say in that conversation, right? When finding out who her husband was or the nationality of her husband, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to be able to have the conversation from a place of being educated, right? And taking... Mm-hmm. The emotions out of it, because it's a very, 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 very touchy subject when people get into talking about Palestine and Israel, you know? Mm-hmm. And we won't make this show about it, but at some point, I would love for us to get into a real educational conversation about what has been taking place.
Yeah.
And I'll save my opinions on that for right now because, it could go way longer than I would intend for it to go on. But yeah. I do have some strong opinions about this, and I think it's a conversation that we need to have. And
okay.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that for right now. So paddling. We got a few more minutes.
Paddling.
So we said 17
we do,
states.
We promised we would get back to it.
Yeah, we did. We went through the disciplinary picture. Oh, let's pull up the states that still allow paddling.
That's what I was interested in.
We have Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. So why I feel so sundown towny about all these states still for some reason.
Oh yeah. Alabama, Arkansas.
Try that in a small town.
They gonna paddle your
straight up.
Yeah, look, nothing surprises me with that list. I was like, oh, okay, yep, makes sense.
So those were the southern states. Western and other states include Arizona, Idaho, Kansas, Missouri, and Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Those are the states that still allow paddling, meaning, disciplined corporal punishment on students. Now, when I moved to Wisconsin, or Milwaukee, rather, I was relieved to know that teachers weren't beating kids in school. Cause boy, did I got beat, man, in school in the Virgin Islands. Yes, in St. Thomas, they'd have beat us. They'd have beat us. Look, my accent just came back out talking about the beatings. But yeah, man, Shannon, we had
some stories about your relief, but look, I tell you, in my MPS school, you dang near was scared to go to school. You might have to fight, do a 1v1 with your teacher. Them teachers was doing illegal things. That's why I'm like, yeah, that dude that was standing on them kids, they probably was, you know.
Standing on backs.
I'm going to let you tell your story. Listen.
No, so, man, so in St. Thomas, teachers were able to discipline kids, whether it was the principal, assistant principal, your teacher, the assistant teacher. You was able to get beat. And what we got beat with was
whatever was handy, huh?
They had yard. You know what a yardstick is, Shannon? You ever seen a yardstick? Okay, you know Uncle a little older, so I'm just making show, man. You know, shoot. So they would tape like two of them together. Two yardsticks together and beat you with it. Cross your booty in your hand, or they'll take like a regular ruler and tape like three of them together, and you'd have to hold your hand out, and they would tear that hand up, man, and you bet not be the
palm
student.
Palm side.
Man, I'm palm side. And they would tear you up. You hear me? And you would then go home and get beat again from your parents. So I'm interested in, you know, where are we as a nation, I guess, I feel like I know where we at. Is it taboo to beat, Shannon?
I think it is, and it should be, and it should stay taboo, because you give people inches we see and they will take them out. They go home, kick they cat, go to school, beat the kids. Like, it just go too far. As we see, a lot of grown-ups don't have emotional regulation abilities to where they're only disciplining when necessary. They disciplining when they having a bad day. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think it should be taboo. Beating you with a yardstick is wild. But I will say, in MPS school, I ain't gonna say no names, but we had a teacher that was snatching kids about their seats in third grade. Me and my friends be on the phone like, I'm scared to go to school. I'm sure that was illegal. Like, she used to snatch you straight out your seat by the collar. She had us squatting, holding dictionaries. I'm like, as an adult, I feel like I should have spoke up. You know what I mean? I remember in fifth grade, I when you the goofy kid, you talk a lot, you play a lot, people blame you for stuff that you ain't even do. You always the one, even when you trying to act right. Like, I'm trying to get right with the Lord.
Right.
And in fifth grade, this kid did something or said something out loud when we were supposed to be having quiet time. And a male teacher snatched me on my seat.
Damn.
I told my dad, he was up there the next morning. Yeah, don't put your hands on my daughter. So I was like, all right now. It was cool when old girl was doing it. Now we ain't going to do too much.
Man.
He was salty. I wonder where he at. And then the next day, this is crazy because he called me a tattletale.
Snitch.
Like, excuse me? Yes.
Told on me, you little snitch.
That's why I say these teachers are crazy. And everybody was like, yeah, that ain't right. You ain't even do it. And I'm like, see.
Man.
Look, I got in trouble. You gonna get in trouble.
It wasn't no calling my mama. My mama was not showing up in my defense. She was showing up. But at Riverside, boy, oh boy. But I got beat as a senior, junior. Sophomore, freshman. So it's like, oh, these teachers ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna come in here and do it for them then.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
I didn't even really get whoopings growing up, to be honest. Like, that wasn't a thing. Like, we barely got whoopings. Like, we got punished. Like, we were on punishment and stuff. And the only time my mom came out swinging is me and my nephew, which is also my little brother. We used to fight, like, physically. We used to be throwing hands. She like, y'all not gonna hurt me trying to break y'all up. Then she'd come in with a 2x4 and just swing. Like, y'all gonna get off each other. So
it must be nice to not to grow up in a household of not being whooped. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be back. We'll be back with Shannon's well lit life, and you know. Yeah, timeout. You got to put in timeout. Go sit in the corner, Shannon.
I did get timeout, and I was still in that corner like, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to end it all. So
my timeout was, now go sit and think about this beating
back.
That you just got. Take some time to think about what you did that caused you this. Don't go anywhere, y'all. And then I hate that this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt. No, it ain't. No, it's not.
Well,
it never does. Well, switch places then.
If that's the case, let me.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back with more of the lunch break. Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the Lunch Break Crew with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Getting straight back to business, y'all. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies. But don't go anywhere just yet, y'all, because 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is coming up. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for the Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for the successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit The Truth's website at 1017thetruth.com to complete the volunteer form by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That is CIERRA.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee Department of Community Wellness and Safety, and Ascension for sponsoring this amazing event. Man, that was a lot on the menu, Shannon. G-Sauce.
Look, you got a full plate. That was more than lunch. That was breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Take some home. Take some home with us.
It's a go plate.
But yeah, Shannon, it was an interesting show today, man.
It was a good show.
Did I have a quote?
For sure.
Did we have a quote? Oh, yeah.
We have a quote. Quote of the day, Ray. Let's hear it.
The quote of the day is, if you surrender to the wind, you can ride it, by Toni Morrison. Once again, if you surrender to the wind, you can ride it. Meaning, I'ma assume, don't push against things that could propel you forward. Surrender, give it all up to God, and watch how he carries you through this ride. That's what I take from that. Shannon, take us home, please. Right.
Yeah, of course. Make sure you guys follow and like, subscribe on our YouTube. We are at 1017 The Truth. And if you want to watch any of our shows live, you can find us there and join the chat. The chat's always buzzing and it's always a good time. Also, you can call any of our shows at 833-212-1017. You can also text that line. But don't forget to follow, like, subscribe to your host. We got Ray Nitti at Ray Nitti, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I. And me, maybe Shannon at M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N, maybe Shannon, across all platforms. Make sure you head over to Facebook where you can find the lunch break. We growing a nice little community over there. That's where all the cousins gonna hang out, all right? Make sure you follow us, like, subscribe, comment, engage with us, the lunch break on Facebook, and be here same time, same place, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. DJ Brother Z holding us down, man. We had a great episode. We gonna be back tomorrow. Don't go anywhere.
We out, y'all!